Alita?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Much better. Okay.
I know.
That's all right. That's all right. So hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to another edition of Lifestyle Designers. I am Shoshana Cuevas, and I am your lifestyle designer. I have the privilege, and it really, really is a privilege, of helping to empower women to uncover and unleash that why and create a bold, unapologetic life. And I love doing that. And so today we have an awesome, amazing, phenomenal guest. I love her energy, love what she's doing, and I think you will too. Her name is Alita Smith, and Alita is a mom of six, and I'm so in awe of that. She is an author, a speaker, a coach, and she is the founder of Growth by Steps. And I'll let her tell you a little bit more about her mission, but she uses a ketogenic lifestyle to help you get the body you want and deserve without surgery. And I love that. So welcome, Alita.
Thank you, Shoshana.
I love everything that you're doing. And I'm so excited and really privileged that you agree to be a guest on my show today. I think so many people will absolutely love what you're doing and really, really want to hear from you. So I want to tell the audience sort of how did you discover that niche? Because it's a really interesting space to be in.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much again, Shoshana, for allowing me on your platform this morning. Oh, I'm just so excited. Everyone, listen, my name is Alita Smith, and I am your reliable, results-driven accountability strategist. I'm going to help you recognize your worth by empowering you to control of your actions while creating a more fit, energized, and transformed you. As Shoshana has so eloquently stated, I am the founder of Growth by Steps, and my mission is to help you build the body that God gave you versus buying it. I have to kind of go back like to the beginning of when my journey actually became the reality. So many times people get in the health and wellness journey or the lifestyle change journey, and they're really not serious about it. They're usually doing it because it's the newest thing to be involved in. It's something that you're seeing on TV, on radio. Lose weight, feel great. Oh, I lost this many pounds. I went from looking like this to looking like this. And so often I was on that roller coaster of really just wanting to do it because I needed to do it, but not really serious when I got started because it was so easy for me to just get off track. One day while I was at the doctor's office doing just a regular well woman's visit, the doctor had took my weight, my blood pressure, and, you know, just the normal statistics of your body. And we needed to have a talk. I wasn't in line for any high blood pressure, no diabetes, which he was absolutely shocked about. And he laid me back on the table. And what he did, he slapped my stomach. And listen, I am a mother of six. And at that time, I had been a mother of six for about 2 years, 2 or 3 years. And my stomach still looked like I was pregnant with six children. If that made any sense. So when he slapped my stomach, I just felt so violated. Just imagine you laying there on the table and your stomach is almost, it felt like my stomach was almost at his nose. And when he did it, I just felt so uncomfortable. I felt out of sorts with who I was as relates to how I really felt about my body. And then at that very moment, how I hated the body I was in.
Wow.
And he told me that I needed to lose 100 pounds. He said, "This is your problem." And he slapped my stomach. I felt like a killer whale. I just felt horrible when he did that. And when I got off that table, I made it my mission to do this. Even though it still took me a while to get to where I am today, which is what we're here to discuss. But I needed to give you the background of this story and this journey. Because it didn't just happen overnight. It didn't just happen 8 months ago. It happened years ago. About 8 months ago or 9 months ago, I gravitated to the ketogenic lifestyle. And through that lifestyle, that was it for me. That was what I needed to do to help escalate women to start really being serious about the food that they put in their mouths so that they wouldn't have to resort to a surgical alternative to weight loss. I am not an advocate of surgery weight loss programs. I understand that some people need them, some people have to get them, but for the most part, people are just doing them for cosmetics. They're not doing them to prevent, you know, life-threatening diseases. Some people just really can do it on their own. But for some reason, it gets stuck in their mind, you know, that this is the only way that it's going to happen. Well, you know, that is a start, but it's not ever going to be your finish. So with that being said, because you have to do so much weight loss before you even are a candidate for the surgery, before they'll even do it, they make you lose weight, right? So, Shauna, haven't you heard that?
It's absolutely true. I think it's the general stat is that you need to lose 10%, 20%. And that for a lot of people, that's a big number.
Yeah. For most people, it's at least 100 pounds. For some, it's about 50. And 50 to 100 pounds is not an easy win. It's not an easy win by far. So that's how I got into my niche, was I found what I love the most, the food, the comforting food, the fattening food. And it was all a fat lie. So I found out about the fat lie and I've used it to escalate my weight loss journey. To date, I have lost over 80 pounds. And because I'm so passionate about my mission, you know, this is where my niche is right now, helping people to build the body that God gave them versus buying it.
That's amazing. I mean, just the experience in the exam room, I think certainly is, that was a powerful wake-up call.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, that's no small feat, losing 80 pounds. Hello. That's the size of a person.
Right.
Hello. So, I mean, that's huge. And I would encourage everybody listening, when you see her photos on Facebook, and these are unaltered, there is no Photoshop, there's no filter, but if you look at her photos from July of 2017,
yes,
to July of 2018, hello, powerful, and it's all real. And I love the authenticity because, you know, you alluded to it before, your journey didn't start yesterday or last month. It started years ago, that pivotal moment, you know, in a doctor's exam room. And you went in probably with a very different expectation of an outcome. You thought, okay, I'll go have my visit and life will be good. And he sort of rocked your world in a totally different way.
Yes.
And that was really the start of your journey. And so many of us think that the journey is short, or we typically compare our journey to someone else's highly edited, curated highlight reel.
Right.
And that's that is a huge detriment to ourselves, because it's not fair and it's not true. So I love that you found that moment, and then you could have made a different decision. You could have said, screw it. You know, he told me to lose 100 pounds and I'll just gain another 100 pounds and I'll show him. But instead, or am I the only one who does that? You know, but it's true. I mean, sometimes we just think, well, there's so much to do that there's no point in even trying. So I'll just not try. But you took that and you ran with it. And here we are today, and you are 80 pounds lighter. And that is phenomenal. So great job. So we know the physical transformation. But can you speak a little bit about how it's transformed you inside, sort of what we don't see? And then how has your journey transformed the clients that you work with? Because I know that there are people that work with you and they mm-hmm. too are looking for that transformation.
Right. Okay, so part one, I would definitely say it has changed my confidence in the fact that I can do it. It has opened up the fact that you do not have to rely on supplements or surgery to be successful in this journey. As relates to clientele, because I have been able to display my journey from start to finish, people actually trust me because I don't look like an impossibility. I look like the reality that they are. You know, I talk like the reality that they are. I have the same thought process that they did. You know, I really want to do this, but I don't know if I can do it with this person. I don't know their journey. So for me, it has been an amazing process because people have seen me start and then see the transformation. So they trust me with theirs. My clients, everybody's going to lose weight in different aspects. Some people are going to lose more weight on the scale versus an actual body transformation or vice versa. But I try to keep them in the mindset that it's not about the scale. You have to understand that your body also has to catch up with your mood. Okay? Does that make sense? Your body has to catch up with your mood. Just because you start losing weight or start working to lose weight, all right, your body is still in the mindset of that we store fat. And I say we because you have organs, you have cells, and all you've been doing is putting them in the attitude and the motion of storing fat. So when you try to change your mindset, your body has to line up with that. But it's also a transformation, right? It's also a transition for the body to catch up with the mind. So you're telling your body, I want to do this. And your body is saying, oh, okay, that was last week's story too, but we went back to doing what we were doing. So it takes a little bit of time for your body to recognize that you really mean business. And so I teach my clients consistency. I really don't like to do people that say, oh, I just want to lose 10 pounds this week, because, you know, they'll lose the 10 pounds and then they're going to gain back 20. And, you know, I really don't want to deal with people that are not serious about their transformation long term.
Right.
You know, this thing is not a short-term fix. You know, if you want to lose a few pounds, you really don't have to go this route. You know, you can do other things besides the ketogenic lifestyle, but it's not something that you turn on and turn off. So when I talk to my clients, that's exactly how I talk to them. I do not need quick fix dieters, because this is not what this is about. This is about you being serious about how you feel in your body when you look in the mirror and you take your clothes off. What is the mirror saying to you that you're too afraid to tell yourself? Because it speaks right back to you. So that's how they're able to gain a transformation. I don't cut corners. I don't sugarcoat. I have to tell you what it is so that you understand that this is your moment to change. Are you ready?
I love that, because it's really about mindset.
Right.
So much of what we do happens between the ears, long before we have any of that intentional physical response. So losing the weight happens first in your head, the belief that you can, mm-hmm. before you actually do something meaningful about it. So I love that you tackle both that lifestyle decision,
mm-hmm.
as well as the mental part of, are you really ready? Because right. some people really aren't ready, nor right. do they want to. They've been told they need to. Mm-hmm. They may say the words, but they really don't want to. And I think that's where sometimes the guilt in weight loss comes in, because mm-hmm. it's not really what you want to do. And you might not have had the courage to say that because all along you've been thinking, well, I probably should, and or I don't believe that I can. Huge limiting belief, the fact that I don't think that they have what it takes to lose the weight. So you not only show them how to, but you also tackle that gray matter up there, which is powerful. Very, very powerful.
Yes, ma'am.
So throughout all of this, what's been the biggest surprise for you in terms of transformation?
Ooh, it's been so many. I guess the biggest surprise is that I'm still able to eat sweets. Like, I am a junk food kind of sort. So, you know, that was probably the best thing that I could say. Like, the most surprising, like, how can I eat cake to burn fat? Like, is this really a new reality for me? Like, I'm not giving up anything and I'm still gaining. It's like a win-win situation.
Uh-huh.
And then the most important thing is that I'm able to help people do the same thing.
Right.
You know, I am here to serve people. You know, I believe in God. I believe that God gives us talents and gifts. And it took me years to figure out what mine was. But once I figured it out and learned how to actually do it the right way and be effective and contagious with it, you know, it's just something that is just going to stay with me forever.
Right.
I'm just so glad that God gave me this, you know, and I'm being bold enough to use it for his glory, you know? And so that would be the biggest takeaway. Somewhere along the line in the middle, you know, it still feels like I'm overweight. Uh-huh. So there's still a transition that's going on right now. Like, even when people tell me, oh, you look so good, blah, 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 I still be like, okay, thank you. I'm still kind of modest about my transformation, though I know it's there, you know?
Right.
So I just love the journey. I'm just still enjoying the ride because there's still work to be done.
I love that. You know, enjoying the journey. Mm-hmm. It's the destination is amazing, but the changes that we experience and the people we meet along the way and the things that we have a chance to do, that's life. And that's really where it's at. And so often we spend our time anticipating that next step, which is wonderful. You know, goal setting is phenomenal. But really being able to say, you know what, I love what I'm doing right now and I love this process. That's phenomenal.
Yes, ma'am.
So what's next for you?
I don't know yet. I know we have. Oh my God. It's just so many things that are in the making. I am also a head coach in our Sales Success Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know we have a big, big Success Network mastermind that's coming up. And I'm so excited to be a part of that. I'm going to actually be speaking at a live event. And this will be my first major live event that I'll be speaking at.
That's amazing.
Yes, I'm so excited. It's like, Lord, just come on, Lord. I'm going to do whatever you want me to do, Lord. Whatever capacity you need me to do it in. Because I really like empowering and motivating people as well. Mm-hmm. In the academy, I'm actually the self-development coach, which makes sense, you know, to me just loving on people in a different way even more. So I know for sure that it's coming up. I do have the second launch of the Keto Strive program that's coming up. It will be on a month-to-month membership basis. So we're going to see how that all unfolds. And I am just excited for whatever else God has in store for me.
That is phenomenal. I'm excited for you. It's always, I think it's really amazing. And it can be life changing when you try mm-hmm. something new and different.
Right.
And even if you're scared, and I'm certainly guilty of it, you know, we often overthink or outthink ourselves. And kids really do have the right idea. They just do it anyway.
They do it anyway.
And they do it scared and they just do it. And it's not always perfect, but I'm so proud and so thrilled that you're going to be doing that. So, okay, so now that I've picked your brain, and I'm just so excited about what you have planned. I really am. So a couple of little fun questions for you. And I promise you there is no right or wrong answer, but I love, love, love to hear responses to this. So room, desk, or your car, which do you clean first?
Ooh, room, desk, or car. Oh, God, here we go with this. Room, desk, or car.
Right, which do you clean first?
The desk.
What's your favorite sound?
My favorite sound?
Yep.
Water, like the ocean.
Love it. And then,
that's why I can't go to California.
You'll have to come to the beach. And then finally, what advice would you give your 16-year-old self?
Woo-wee. All right, everybody, we're getting real. Keep your legs closed. I'm sorry. I had to say it. Did we get disconnected? I don't know where Shoshana went, but I'm still here. Hey, everybody. This has just been an amazing day today.